The National Student Radio Conference at Demon FM.
Finished the second talk of the day for the student radio conference of day one, and I'm here with Lewis from LBC. Just been giving a talk about talk radio. One question, I guess, which everybody here is kind of looking for a job in radio, I suppose. So what one thing should somebody go and do right this minute after they finish listening to this podcast if they are thinking about being a producer?
Oh, that's fun. Okay, I think the most important thing that you need to go and do is to listen to as much stuff that you're interested in producing. So if you're interested in producing talk radio, go and listen to LBC, go and listen to Night Owls, which Gaynor produces, go and listen to TalkSport and hear how they do it differently, because and go and listen to the BBC, go and listen to 5 Live and Radio 4, because they all do things incredibly differently and they're all there for a particular reason. You need to understand the market. I mean, one of the most important things when I went for my interview at LBC was understanding the market we were in and who our competitors were. That's really important. You need to get that.
In your experience, is there a big difference between talk radio and the BBC as there is to commercial radio, or yes, can you kind of?
Yeah, so the BBC, with its whole thing about having to be impartial, you know, actually makes it quite difficult for the BBC to do talk radio, but it does it quite well. But it does have to remain quite balanced. Its presenters, you know, can't have overtly strong opinions on things, and if they do, there always needs to be a way of balancing it somewhere else. And whereas if you listen to LBC, our presenters are hired for having their opinions, and they will go on air, and you know, within the rules, within you know, the Ofcom rules and law, they will go on and say what they think, and they will have a row with anybody who I put in front of them. And it's a difference in style, it's a difference in how they get people to engage with them. And I suppose any good talk radio host can't be afraid of alienating people and making people angry. Basically, in talk radio, you either want to be loved or hated. You don't want to be in the middle. You don't want people to be indifferent. But there's a real difference in style. You need to go and listen to it. And I mean, obviously, Radio 4 is very highbrow. They don't take calls, really. It's very different. But it's still talk. And if you want to do Radio 4, that's great. And, you know, a lot of people go from LBC to listen to Radio 4 and come back to LBC. So we're quite close in some ways.
But with LBC in particular, you mentioned that you've got a production assistant. Mm-hmm. What sort of attributes do you look for in a production assistant? Because it does sound like a pretty mad job.
It is a crazy job. So my assistant producers need to be quick. They need to have an ear for a good story and a good call. Most importantly, they need to sort of be willing to talk to me about what they've got on the board. You know, they need to know every single call that they have taken, that they've left on the board, and understand where that call might go and be able to tell me that. And, you know, I often demand... Not demand, it's the wrong word. But I will say, you know, I want that call next. Get me that call. And you have to just not drop what you're doing, but you know, do it. And it's just being able to react and not get stressed, and understand that however your producer comes across, or however your presenter comes across, it's because it's in a live environment. That's the important thing. It's never personal. You need to be thick-skinned. Let's put it that way.
And talking of like stressful situations, or maybe not stressful situations, do you have a like favourite best ever moment or an absolute nightmare moment which kind of like sticks out for you?
Yes.
Can be good or bad.
Well, I mean, one of the best things I've ever been involved with producing was when I was still at the BBC in Nottingham, and the Queen, Kate and Will, came to Nottingham, and it was like, you know, the biggest visit to the city in years. And we did an outside broadcast that involved, we stretched our technology beyond what we've ever done before, and we had reporters everywhere on using equipment that we'd never used before, stuff that our engineer had fashioned together out of, you know, stuff from Wilco's. And it was amazing. But to produce something that sounded that good, and you know, because you're in the broadcast, you don't hear it, you don't know what it sounds like. When you go home and you sit there and you listen to it, and you're like, oh, you know, I was involved with that. It's an amazing feeling. The most stressful feeling, actually, was last weekend when my assistant producer didn't turn up. So we went on air at 7, and I was on my own, and everything ran wonderfully well, bizarrely. But I have never been more stressed in my life, and had to go and lay down in a dark room for several hours afterwards. Well, actually, I couldn't, because I had to go and produce at the afternoon show, but you know, after 10 hours I did. Yeah.
Brilliant. Well, thanks very much. Enjoy the rest of the conference if you're getting to stick around.
Will do. Thank you.
Remember to use hashtag SRACon to join the discussion.